Our state police segment brought to you by Auto Fair. Reminder, you can go to Auto Fair, Nissan, and Stratum and save $500 on your next new or used vehicle. Just say Jack, J-A-C-K, Auto Fair, Nissan, and Stratum. And right now in our studios, we have Eric Millar, no relation to the former Red Sox player, Homeland Security investigator, talking about Human Trafficking Awareness Day and Month. But as he said before we went on the show this morning, they work very close with state police. Every day should be awareness in this front. And I think we're joined by Dave McCormick, who's the state police trooper on the HSI Task Force. And I believe National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, which is actually observed tomorrow. So let me start with Dave on our line, and Eric, both of you. Eric, thanks for being here. I'll let you quarterback this, Eric.
Thank you.
Take it away, Eric.
So we're
a little bit
just
about what you do and how you work with the state police.
So we're part of the Human Trafficking Task Force in New Hampshire, and our goal is to assist the special agents with triaging the complaints that come in, the reports that come in, and we're also tasked with doing educational awareness. We teach at the Recruit Academy every year for the new recruits in New Hampshire. We also promote the education through our social partners, social workers, and the medical fields as well.
And Eric, you work out of New Hampshire, correct? Out of the state's largest city, I think, Manchester?
Yes. I'm assigned to Homeland Security Investigations as a task force officer with Dave. And we show up to Manchester every day. And from there, that's our base of operations. And we go throughout the state and other states as needed to assist and investigate these crimes.
Dave McCormick, New Hampshire State Police, thank you for what you do, as well as you, Eric. Dave, good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thanks for being with us.
Morning, Jack. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. I know you've had us in before, and you know, as you know, it's a very important topic to us, and I just want to start off and thank the Attorney General's office, because they're a huge partner in this as well.
Yeah.
With the funding and keeping the task force going. And you know, I'm not going to talk politics, but with the border and, you know, some of the issues we've had with unaccompanied children and, you know, just the trafficking that happens, we really need to stay on top of it so we can protect these people and give them the help that they need. And I know Eric takes it very serious. So do I. And
yeah,
we work hard every day to try to, you know, help these people. And a lot of the times it's juvenile. So, you know, we really take that serious. So thank you for having us on.
Well, Dave, you know, a lot of people, and Eric, I'm going to stay with Dave for a moment. Dave, a lot of people would think that New Hampshire is not an acute state for human or child trafficking. But my reading these days is any state in this country, unfortunately and tragically, can be a home for cases of human trafficking. Am I right or wrong on that?
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, the unaccompanied children that when they get here, there's someone that ends up, you know, taking them to wherever. And unfortunately, the parents sometimes are not around to keep an eye on them. And they get forced into these situations that, to be quite frank, they can't get out of. And mm-hmm. Our job is to help them get out of that situation.
Yep. And Eric, talk about that a little bit. New Hampshire being a case, because you're involved in law enforcement locally as well as Homeland Security, correct?
Yes.
New Hampshire, Maine, our listening region, a crime could happen as much here as in Los Angeles and New York City or anywhere in America, correct?
Absolutely. This is a $150 billion industry globally. There's huge
what?
Money in this. It goes That's, to every region of the world has had this issue. This isn't just something that happens in, you know, large metropolitan areas.
Right.
New Hampshire we have labor trafficking. And then we also have, you know,
talk
human
about
trafficking.
What is labor like? Yeah, you know, for work, putting a child in a forced work situation.
It doesn't even have to be a child. It can be an adult.
Oh, you mean human trafficking? I see what you're saying. It's not just a minor. Yeah.
And being that New Hampshire is, you know, we have seasonal workers that come in and come out. You know, summer workers, winter workers. These people come from other countries. They're easily exploitable, and they get taken advantage of. So not only are we doing the human trafficking on that aspect of labor trafficking, we're also investigating people who are, you know, forced into sex work.
Well, let's say with the labor for a moment, Dave, I didn't think of that, Eric. You know, so you're saying someone could come here and be put to work on a, I don't want to say a construction site, but you know what I'm saying, some work site. And how do you keep track on all that? How do you keep up with all that?
Well, luckily, we have the National Human Trafficking Hotline, which I can give you that number. We also have an email address people can make reports to. If you ever wanted to call and report human trafficking, that number is going to be 1-866-347-2423. You can also email help@humantraffickinghotline.org, and that's going to go through Homeland Security's website. If you yourself are a victim of human trafficking and you're looking for help for yourself, you can call the Federal Reporting Hotline as well.
And Dave, let me ask you this. From New Hampshire State Police, a task force working with Eric, Homeland Security State Police, of course, this is our Auto Fair regular State Police segment. Dave, about, you know, let's just say the last 6 months of 2023, just about without compromising case integrity, about how many cases is your task force here locally working on, just a rough number of active cases?
Eric has those numbers. He put those together before today, so he can give you those numbers. The labor trafficking aspect of it, it's really sad. What happens is they come here sometimes on a smuggling debt. You know, they pay money to come into the U.S. You know, they have to pay that debt off somehow, and that what they do is they force them into a work situation. Sometimes they, you know, they'll promise them $25 an hour, and they'll pay them $5. And then, you know, they'll make them pay for rent. They'll make them pay for, you know, utilities. By the time they're done, they're making no money at all. They're actually paying off the debt. And it just continues. And, you know, we try to break up those labor trafficking situations.
Eric, the numbers.
So for the year, I can give you the year. Yep. We try to stat all of our stuff just to keep track. It's just shy of 200 reports this year in New Hampshire alone. And I just want to make sure that people understand human smuggling and human trafficking are two different things.
Explain.
So human smuggling is going to be transporting somebody across a border illegally, as human trafficking is going to be using fraud, force, or coercion to exploit somebody either sexually or for labor.
Right. Now, I want to ask you both a question. Dave said, and I don't blame him, he said he didn't want to get into politics, so I'm not going to, but we can't go through a day without hearing something about our borders with what's going on with migrant and people coming in, especially the southern border. But one of the two candidates for governor recently, Chuck Morris, just said he's concerned about the northern border. Governor Chris Sununu's talked about the northern border of New Hampshire and, of course, Maine. Is that a concern? Do we have people smuggling, you know, human smuggling, trying to come across and exploit that northern border? Are you both aware of that or not?
Well, Dave actually just went up to the northern. Well, he just taught a class to assist with that. Maybe Dave can elaborate.
Yeah, take it away,
more.
Dave.
Yeah, so the state police was able to secure money from the federal government for the northern border in New Hampshire. And I taught classes up there. Part of the requirements to work the detail were to go through 8 hours of training, and I did the human trafficking aspect of that. And Border Patrol told me when I was up there recently teaching the class that the crossings on the northern border have gone up 700%.
Well, can you repeat that, Dave?
The crossings on the northern border have gone up by 700%.
Wow.
Now, when I say the northern border, I'm not just saying New Hampshire. It's, you know, the northern border sector goes all the way over into New York, Vermont. But they've seen a huge increase in people coming across the northern border because I think the manpower issue for Customs and Border Patrol and the fact that the northern border is porous. I mean, you can come through Pittsburgh, through the woods, and, you know, they just can't man every aspect of Pittsburgh in the woods.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they come down through, and they've seen, like I said, 700%. That's crazy to me.
Wow. And real quickly, Eric and Dave, before we let you go, and thank you, Dave, New Hampshire State Police, and Eric Millar with Homeland Security working together. Both of you can respond to this. If someone's caught and convicted, would it be a federal, usually it's probably, Dave mentioned the Attorney General's office. Could it be a federal prosecution here, number one, versus state? Or probably could be both. But if they're convicted of, like, human smuggling, human trafficking, labor, or sex crimes, these sentences can be pretty stiff or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dave can elaborate more, but we have a New Hampshire human trafficking statute, which mirrors basically the federal human trafficking statute. But Dave can tell you a little more about a case he recently worked, which got a pretty severe sentence.
Take it away, Dave.
So I can't remember if we talked about this case last time I was on your show or not, Jack, but the Westall Marina in Alton.
Yeah, I remember this case. Yep.
Yeah, John Murray was the manager, and he ended up pleading guilty to, I believe it was 15 or 16 federal indictments, and he received 25 years in federal prison, and he's serving that right now. And that's a minimum. So he has to do 25 years before he can even consider getting out. So taking it on the federal side for us, the penalties, you know, they're enhanced. So that's what we try to do if it fits the federal nexus of, you know, taking it through the federal court versus the state court. We can do both, and we have done both, but 25 years is, in my view, a good sentence. But what John Murray did to those kids at the Westfall Marina, which was, you know, sex trafficking and child exploitation.
Well, Dave McCormick, New Hampshire State Police. Thank you, Dave. Be safe. Be well. You're welcome anytime on the show. Eric in our studios, Moar with Homeland Security. Thank you both very much for enlightening us. Everything from the labor side to the minor and adult side, and even the northern border stats. Wow. Thank you. And Eric, any final word or the number again if you want to report anything or get in touch?
Yeah, if you need help for human trafficking, you call 1-888-373-7888. And as well as you can check out the Blue Campaign on the department, DHS.gov. So the Blue Campaign is about some services and some information that we supply to help combat human trafficking.
Eric, thanks for what you do. Thank you for coming in. You're welcome anytime.